sit on the top of the door, and then there's a rack on the back. Have you seen them bathrooms where they make these to hang a nightgown? Where you hang those, and they have a rack where you can just hang clothes on the back of doors. And a lot of older people, I wouldn't say older people, a lot of people who just don't have the accommodations will hang nails on the wall and hang their clothes up by that on the rack, on racks, on nails.
What about a general name for all this stuff that you have in your house? You call that?
Really, those are a cedar robe and a chiffon robe is considered part of furniture.
Uh-huh. What a cedar robe is?
I mean, cedar chest. Oh. I'm sorry. Cedar chest and a chiffon robe.
Uh-huh.
Those are considered a part as furniture.
Mm-hmm. And something you'd have to pull, hang up in the window, pull down to keep out the light.
Those are shades, window shades. Those used to be very popular, and now if you have an old house like the one the president lives in, it looks very nice when you have those, like, especially those tall windows.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to go through the trouble of having custom-made drapes, you put those and some more curtains. But those went out, and when I began to get up, blinds came popular, and Venetian blinds.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't have a Venetian blind with the picture window, you just didn't. I mean, you just weren't in. But Venetian blinds, and I cleaned a lot of them with these hands a long time, and they get very dusty, and you cut your hands up, you know, cleaning them. Now, those have gotten away where you just really get lined curtains.
Mm-hmm.
See, curtains didn't used to be lined, and you had to put some kind of a shade or a blind. But now you get your curtains lined, your drapes, whatever.
And the top part of the house, the covering on the house, is called
the roof. And some people have attics, but we don't.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these old houses have attics. But the newer houses, they're doing away with the attics and building basements.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a basement either.
What about the thing along the edge of the roof to carry the water off?
Well, we don't have one of those.
What would that be called?
I really don't know what you call that.
Did you ever see a real old-fashioned house where you have a house and an L, a place where they come together?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what you call that low place?
These things around top, it's like the House of Seven Gables, I guess.
Did you ever hear the term valley or alley of a house?
No, not really.
Say if you had a lot of old worthless things, like old broken furniture and so forth, you'd say, well, that's not good anymore, that's just, what would you call it?
Those are antiques, but again, I talk from the things that I'm used to, and I would just go on really just hearsay when I say a lot of things, because I'm speaking from white families, because I don't really know how white people live. And what they would do with antiques, they would seem to give them away.
Mm-hmm.
We as blacks, we can afford that. If someone in the family got married and just starting off now, and say my aunt is getting married, she's already married and she's already established, she wants to get new furniture, they give that furniture to the person getting married. See, we couldn't afford to do as whites do. They can give that furniture away or to an antique dealer or sell it, and then all they do is take it and redo it over, and somebody else have to buy it at a tremendous price. But
what if you didn't think something was any good at all, though, you'd say?
They usually throw that away.
What would you call that? You'd say that's just